USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In a news conference from Brussels, Secretary of State Antony Blinken said he believes the battle for Ukraine is far from over.
What we're seeing on the battlefield is Russian forces seeking to encircle the major cities, including Kyiv, and we're seeing them use increasingly brutal methods, including going at civilians and civilian populations. Terrible expectation is that the suffering we've already seen is likely to get worse before it gets better.
New data released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention now show that COVID-19 levels have dropped significantly enough that more than 90% of people in the U.S. can go without masks. The new data, which shows that nearly everyone in the country lives in areas with low to medium risk for COVID, were released days after the agency released a new guidance that tweaked how it measures that risk. Hospitalizations have plummeted in every state over the last month. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.